Hello? Are you still there?
Hey, Douglas. It's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How can I help you today? Are you curious about what our voice AI can do?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to connect. I've heard a bit here and there, but I'd love to hear more about what makes Dasha stand out. What kind of magic do you bring to companies like Acme Plumbers?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team, on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up,
Sounds pretty impressive, Mary. Automating lead generation with human-level AI. That could really save time and boost sales. Could you tell me a bit about how your AI actually interacts with leads? Like, does it handle calls, emails, or something else?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now, and you used our service, and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love a good picture-the-future question. Well, in 12 months, I'd imagine your AI is seamlessly handling a big chunk of lead calls, friendly, natural, and efficient, freeing up my team to focus on closing deals. Revenue's up, leads are flowing, and customer feedback is glowing. How close am I?
What do you mean by freeing up your team to focus on closing deals? Why is that important to you?
Great question. Well, when your AI handles the initial lead conversations, my sales team isn't stuck doing repetitive outreach or qualifying calls. That means they can spend more time building relationships and closing deals, which is where their real skills shine and where the business really grows. It's about working smarter, not harder. Does that make sense?
Tell me more about how your team builds those relationships and closes deals.
Sure thing. My team focuses on understanding each lead's unique needs, answering detailed questions, and tailoring solutions that fit perfectly. They build trust through genuine conversations and follow-ups, making sure clients feel valued and confident. Closing deals is about turning that trust into a win-win partnership. It's a bit like matchmaking, really.
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back, love that. Well, one big challenge is juggling a high volume of leads without dropping the ball on quality follow-up. It's tricky to keep every potential customer engaged and moving forward without overwhelming the team. Plus, time is always tight, so efficiency is key. Does that resonate with you?
What are all the ways juggling that high volume and time constraints are affecting the business right now?
Juggling that high volume and tight time means some leads might slip through the cracks, which is lost revenue waiting to happen. It can also stress the team, leading to burnout or slower responses, which customers definitely notice. Ultimately, it slows growth and makes hitting targets tougher. Sound familiar?
Can you go a bit deeper on how that burnout or slower responses show up day to day?
Absolutely. Burnout often means my team feels overwhelmed, leading to less enthusiasm and sometimes mistakes in follow-ups. Slower responses can frustrate leads. They might lose interest or go to competitors. Day-to-day, it looks like missed calls, delayed emails, and a general dip in energy and focus. So it's a tough cycle to break. Does that match what you're seeing?
Wow. It sounds like missed calls, delayed emails, and team burnout, and I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Of course, take your time.
What time works best? I have a 2 in the afternoon and a 4 in the afternoon.
Sure, no problem. Just to clarify, are those times in your local time zone? Also, which day are you thinking about for the demo?
Totally. Those times would be in your local time zone. What day works best for you?
Thanks for clarifying. I'm pretty flexible, so either 2 or 4 in the afternoon works for me. How about we pencil in 2 p.m. to get started? If anything changes, I'm sure your team can adjust. Sound good?
Awesome. I'll lock in that time for you, and just to double check, there's no reason you'd no-show, right? Like you can 100% make the call, right?
I appreciate the check. I'm all in for the demo, no no-shows here. Looking forward to seeing what your team can do. Anything else you want to cover before we wrap up?
Great. Well, I'm really excited to hear how your call goes, and most importantly, to see you get results. So that being said, everything is good to go over here. I hope you have an awesome rest of your day.
Thanks so much, Mary. I'm excited too. This could be the start of something great. You have an awesome day as well, and don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions before the demo.